91X News.
It's 27 degrees and mainly sunny at 4 o'clock. From the QNET newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Evan McClelland. Montrose Road is closed. The Canadian Pacific Railway is doing emergency maintenance at the crossing. It is expected to reopen Thursday at 5 p.m. Detours are in place. Local traffic still has access to Moira Street West and Old Highway 2. A 36-year-old Trenton man has been charged with, among other things, impersonating a peace officer. Police say he met a woman on an online dating site where he claimed to be a member of the Canadian military. After, the police say, he befriended the woman and moved in with her within a month. At which point, the police say, he began stealing money from her. His other charges are 3 counts of theft under $5,000 and failure to comply with recognizance of bail. He will appear in Napanee Court on October 3rd. Now that the heat advisory is behind us, school will hopefully get back to normal soon. Carrie Donnell, communications officer for the Hastings and Prince Edward District School Board, says that it's business as usual at schools for these days.
Some schools are air-conditioned, but they are definitely in the minority just because of the age of our schools in Hastings and Prince Edward. Many are 50 years of age and older, so many are not air-conditioned. And in those schools, window coverings are being closed. Like if there's blinds or shades, they're being pulled down. Lights are being kept off. And it's, you know, students are just encouraged to keep hydrated and if they're outside, but maybe a bit of a slower pace on the yard. Back inside classrooms where they can have fans, desktop fans or floor fans going to help students stay cool. They're doing whatever they can just to minimize the impact of the heat as much as possible and yet still keep the learning going.
The school board postponed a cross-country meet for Belleville schools scheduled today. That will instead take place tomorrow. At Queen's Park, Premier Wynne faced criticism by the Elementary Teachers Federation of Ontario over air conditioning systems in schools. Ontario College's 50th anniversary trailer visited Loyalist College today. Jenna Leslie has the story.
The trailer is filled with different activities that reflect on the college's history. These activities include a timeline of some of Ontario College's greatest accomplishments, a display of green initiatives taken by colleges across the province, and even a head-to-head trivia game that tests visitors' knowledge of the college system and pop culture. Eleni Ruvis is the coordinator of the tour.
This is to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the college education system. We're celebrating its history and successes, and we're really focusing on where the colleges have been, where they are today, and where they're going tomorrow.
President Anne-Marie Vaughan of Loyalist College also came out to tour the trailer. She says that she thinks the tour is amazing.
It really opens up everyone's eyes to the impact colleges right across Ontario have made.
The trailer's next stop is at Fleming College in Peterborough on Thursday. Jenna Leslie, QNET News, Belleville.
A youth summit is being held in the Quinte region this weekend. Trisha Bowder has more.
Young people from Bancroft, Picton, Madoc, and Belleville area will be attending the summit. The events will take place this Friday in the Tiananaga Township Hall on McFarland Drive. The program is organized by Tori Buck, who is on the program committee for the Youth to Youth Summit.
It's just a one-day summit that's happening this Friday from 9:30 till 4:30. Registration starting at 9, and it's just a chance for youth to voice their opinions and maybe let us know as professionals in the community as to what they're missing, whether it's the school system, the community.
Burke says it's important for young people to have a voice in the community they live in.
It's important. So personally, I can't really speak for them, but I'm sure it goes along the same lines. But personally for me, like, I maybe someday want to have a family here. I also have other siblings here and other family members. So I just want to make sure that Belleville's, like, you know, the best it can be. And
Beck says she's hoping that youth will walk away with something in hand and not only learn new things, but enjoy themselves and have fun.
We're hoping that it will inspire youth to kind of be a leader in their community, and it's hoping to get youth more involved in different activities around the Belleville and surrounding areas.
Even though the program is being held for one day this year, Beck hopes to plan something like this again in the near future. Trish Botter, QNET News, Belleville.
The Canadian Census is being released in small parts throughout the year. Here, Bradley Bennett with the latest results.
Earlier this month, Statistics Canada released another round of the 2016 census, showing the incomes of Belleville residents. In Belleville, the median total income after tax is $28,217. This falls below the national median of $30,866. A total of 8,705 people in Belleville fall below the low-income measure used by the census. This is measured by taking less than half of the median income in our area and adjusting it by the size of the family. Christine Durant of the Hastings and Prince Edward Poverty Roundtable shares some insight on how she thinks we can fix this.
And I really am hopeful, especially with the minimum wage increases and employment opportunities increasing, that we can really change populations of people who are living in low income and you know, provide more prosperity and shared growth for everyone.
On the subject of low income, the roundtable recommends a living wage for a family of four with two parents working full-time to be $16.50. With this low-income measure, though, 9,040 people don't make the living wage in Belleville.
A Queen's Park legislation is being brought forward to require public disclosure of payments made by healthcare companies to doctors. This comes after 10 major pharmaceutical companies released data showing they had paid almost $50 million to Canadian healthcare providers earlier this year. Health Minister Eric Hoskins says the legislation is supposed to empower patients to make informed decisions about their health care. Patient groups, health care providers, and the medical industries themselves were consulted about this. Should the legislation go through, any payments involving speaking engagements, fees, paid meals, and travel expenses would need to be disclosed. Furthermore, an online database containing that information would be created. This would make Ontario the first province to have such requirements. Fans of the popular law show Suits saw a local face on their screens recently. QNET's Sophie Dudley has more on the story.
7-year-old student Maria Nash appeared in a couple of flashback scenes as a young version of Rachel Zane during Suits' 10th episode of their current season. The character of Rachel Zane is portrayed by popular actress Meghan Markle, the girlfriend of Prince Harry. While Maria said she hadn't heard of the show Suits or of actress Meghan Markle before her Toronto audition, she was very excited when her mom told her the good news.
Like, I just got out of the shower and she was like, hey, you got Suits, and I'm like, yes! And then, like, I started seeing Meghan Markle on TV and in magazines. Like, she's like a princess and Prince Harry's like a prince. And I'm like, wow, I might meet a princess.
While young Maria didn't get to meet Markle, she says she was honored to play her character. Maria's mother, loyalist journalism professor Marissa Dragani, is very proud of her daughter's progress since she began her acting journey.
I'm really happy for her because she's come a long way. Even, you know, last summer she did a kids show for TV Ontario for TVO Kids. And even just to see how she's grown herself as an actor in 1 year has been tremendous to watch.
While the whole process of auditioning and acting can be a lot of work, Maria said that she has a strategy for when she runs her lines.
If there's like one line and then the next person, or if there's a line before me, basically remember the last letter that they say, and then it helps me get timing right.
Catch the episode titled Donna, which aired on Bravo on September 13th. Sophie Dudley, QNET News, Belleville.
That's QNET News on 91X to 408. Sports is next.
Unemployed? Underemployed? Or looking for a new career? Loyalist College wants to pave the way for success. Find out how during the Loyalist College Open House, Wednesday, October 4th, from 9 till noon. Consult with Loyalist faculty about more than 65 full-time programs, distance studies, and continuing education options. Learn about second career funding, prior learning assessment, and recognition. Be at the Loyalist College Open House, October 4th, starting at 9 a.m. and enter the draw for the $1,000 bursary. Loyalist College, they put you to work.
QNET Sports. Loyalist Lancers women's soccer team are at home tonight against St. Lawrence. Kickoff at 6. The NHL preseason action, Toronto is on the road to take on Montreal. The Devils are facing off against the Capitals. Buffalo's in Pittsburgh. The Senators are in Winnipeg. And Carolina is in Edmonton. Meanwhile, the Blue Jays will be taking on the Red Sox. Marco Estrada gets the start. The men's varsity basketball team beat out Sherbrooke Sunday with a 124-69 point win in their exhibition match. When asked about how the game was, Aiden Wells, their top scorer for the Lancers, said,
I thought we did pretty well, you know. We worked with a lot of young guys, so it was only the second time playing with each other. So, you know, I think that since we played zone, we didn't get a chance to run a play, but I think even though it worked out, so, you know, they played hard, and I respect that.
When asked about the next exhibition tournament, Wells says,
yeah, I'm excited, you know, actually playing against teams in our division, so good to see how our team actually do against teams that we're actually going to be playing against.
The first official game for the men's varsity basketball team October 25th at Fleming College, where they will duel against the Fleming Knights. U.S. President Donald Trump continues his spat with the NFL, saying that the NFL has to change or business is going to hell. He says there are many other places where they can protest, and that when players kneel during the anthem, they are not respecting our country. Ever since Trump criticized Colin Kaepernick on Friday for repeatedly kneeling during the anthem, many more NFL players, including entire teams, have been kneeling. These players have been kneeling to protest police brutality and other racial injustices in the U.S. And that's the sports. Send us your team or league scores via email to qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville? This evening, mainly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers, low of 10. Thursday, mainly sunny, high of 19. At 4:11, it's 27 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Evan McClelland. News next at